Blog Talk Radio.
You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor as we lift our hands in worship, as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor as we lift our hands in worship, as we lift your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor as we lift our hands in worship, as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor as we lift our hands in worship, as we lift your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We're here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Glory to God. We want to welcome all listeners to the show today, whether by phone or by web. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Amen. And allowing us to be a part of your day. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The message today will be coming from Luke, the first chapter. We were here at Luke last week, and we're still in this chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 26. And while you're getting to the book of Luke, if you have your Bibles, if you don't have your Bibles and you're out and about, amen, glory to God, in your own devotional time, if you will go back and read the one of Luke and chapter 2, amen, so that you can hear what God is saying to you in the word of God, amen, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for another day. Father God, we know that you are able. We know that you are God of all gods. Oh, Father God, we praise your name, for you're worthy of all our praise. Oh, Lord, you are so great, Father God. You do miracles, Father God, that no man can do, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we praise you for every miracle that you're going to perform in 2015, Father, for believers all over the world. Oh, Father God, we just give you honor and glory. We magnify your holy name, for you're worthy of all our praises. We praise your holy name. Oh, Father, we give you glory and we give you honor, for you're worthy of all our praise. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in. We pray for those that are behind prison bars, oh, God. We pray, Father God, that you will comfort them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that there be peace in the land, Father, in the name of Jesus, for there's so much trouble, so much pain, so much sorrow, so much tribulation in this world, oh God. We pray for peace, oh Father, all through the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for peace in folks' homes that don't have no peace or no joy or no love. We pray, Father God, right now, Father, that you send for your spirit of peace right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh God, we thank you for your love, oh Father. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus, that all might have life through him. Oh God, we praise you right now, Father God, for the blood of the Lamb that was shedded over 2,000 years ago, that all might have life, oh Father, through Jesus Christ. Oh God, we thank you right now, God, for the supernatural things, oh God, for we know that you're able, oh God. We know that you are a great God with all power in your holy hands. Oh God, we pray for the lost right now, God. We pray that they'll come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. We pray, Father God, that they will come and confess their sin, repent of their sin, and be saved and be baptized in the name of the Son. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, for your divine protection, oh, God. We thank you, Father, for watching over us, God, and protecting us from all dangers seen and unseen, oh, Father. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, for allowing us to see another day, a day that we never seen before. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for putting a roof over our heads and clothes on our backs, taking care of our families, oh, God, making sure, Father God, that all our needs are met, oh, God. We praise you, God, for your word and all our praise. We glorify your name, God. For you're worthy, worthy, worthy of all our praise. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. For you're a miracle working God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. We worship you, we worship you, worship you. We adore your holy name. For you are great. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You do miracles, God. We thank you for the miracles, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen and glory, hallelujah. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. For he's worthy of all our praise. With every breath, we ought to be praising the Lord, hallelujah to Jesus, for he is a good God, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Last week, glory to God, we were in Luke, the first chapter, and last week we talked about the miracle-working power of God. And today we are in the same chapter, and our message title is God's Miracle-Working Power. Hallelujah to Jesus. Last week we talked about how God had sent forth an angel unto Zechariah, hallelujah, and said unto Zechariah, hallelujah, that he would have a son in his old age, and his wife who was barren would give birth unto a son. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Now today we're going to talk about Mary, hallelujah, the mother of Jesus. And I'm going to begin reading Luke chapter 1, and starting at verse 26. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the word of God reads, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin that's found to be to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation should this be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, the miracle working power of God. Verse number 37 says, For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Our God is a miracle-working God. He is a miracle worker. Amen. There is no limit to the miracle-working power of our God if we will believe in him first. Hallelujah. Believe that miracle still happen, and believe and have expectations, glory to God, that God is able to perform a miracle in our lives. Hallelujah to Jesus. As we look at our scriptures today, hallelujah to Jesus, as we compare them to last week, hallelujah to God, hallelujah. The Bible says that an angel came unto Mary and said, Mary, thou wilt conceive and have a son, and his name shall be called Jesus. Hallelujah. The miracle working power of the Lord. Hallelujah. The miracle birth of Jesus. The miracle birth of John the Baptist. Hallelujah to Jesus. As last week we talked about Zechariah. Hallelujah to Jesus. But it was one thing that was different between Zechariah and Mary. See, the Bible says, glory to God, hallelujah, that when the angel came unto Zechariah, Zechariah said, How hereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. But Mary said, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus. She said, How should this be, seeing I knew not a man? Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. The Bible says that Zechariah, hallelujah, doubted. And the angel said unto Zechariah, because you believe it not his word that he brought forth, hallelujah to Jesus, that Zechariah would be done. Hallelujah. In other words, he would not speak. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because he did not believe. But the Bible says that when the angel came unto Mary, glory to God, that Mary received the message. hallelujah, to Jesus. That's how can this be? It was not that she didn't believe. She was a little troubled because she knew that she had not been with a man. Hallelujah to Jesus. How could this be, she said. And the angel said unto her, hallelujah, that she would be overpowered, in other words, or the Holy Spirit will come upon her and overshadow her. And hallelujah. And the seed of the Son of God will be planted within her womb. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. I wonder, do you really believe? Or are you like Zechariah? Do you doubt? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If we could just take a few moments, hallelujah, to go back to the Old Testament for a moment. Hallelujah. Go back into Genesis. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because this chapter and this verse allows us to see the miracle working power of God. In your all time, if you will go back and read Genesis 2 and verse number 7. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the word of God reads, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. God, miracle working power. He does not need man to intervene for him. Glory to God. No one or no man or no woman can do what God can do because he has all power in his hand. The scripture says, glory to God, that the Father God, God Almighty, took the dust from the earth. Hallelujah to Jesus. And when he took the dust from the earth, glory to God, he created Adam, the first man. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says that he created him. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because Adam had not a mother. Hallelujah to Jesus. Nor did he come from the flesh. Oh, hallelujah. In other words, a man and a woman didn't come together to create him or for him to be conceived. But the miracle working power of God created him from the dust. Oh God, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah. Thank you for your word. God created Adam and he breathed in Adam the breath of life. Glory to God. Jesus, the blood in his body, it came from God. The very breath that he breathed. Glory, hallelujah. Everything that Adam needed, he was complete. There was nothing missing off of Adam. Hallelujah to Jesus, my God. God created Adam. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The miracle working power of God. And the Bible tells us that when the angel, glory to God, went to Mary, glory, hallelujah, God was sending forth his only begotten son. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus, glory to God, came down 42 generations. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. The miracle birth of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the seed died of Mary. Hallelujah to Jesus. She didn't have anything to do with it. She said, how could this be? Because she had not been with a man. Glory to God. But it was a miracle working power of the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. He's got all power in his hand. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because he's God Almighty. Hallelujah to Jesus. And there's no limit to his power. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. That he can do miracles upon miracles. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus was born through the Virgin Mary. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. God manifested his love through the Virgin Mary. Hallelujah to Jesus. The miracle working power of the Lord. In other words, the living word became flesh. And when he was born, oh, Jesus, glory to God. When he was born, glory to God. Hallelujah. He became Jesus. He came Jesus. He was in the flesh. He dwelled among us. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The miracle working power of God. God don't need no help. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He's God all by himself. Oh, Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He works my He works miracles in the life of the believer. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah to Jesus. He's able to do just what he said he can do. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Just as he brought forth Adam. Just as forth as he brought forth John the Baptist. Just as he brought forth Jesus through miracle birth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He can bring forth miracles in your life. You got to believe it when you can't see it. Hallelujah to Jesus. We cannot limit to him. We cannot put him in a box. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Because he's a miracle working God. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah to Jesus. But we understand and we know who that we serve. Hallelujah to Jesus. For he is a God of all power. Hallelujah to Jesus. He can make a way out of no way because he is God. Hallelujah to Jesus, my God. And the scripture says unto us, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah to Jesus. Can you just imagine? Here was Mary, glory to God. She had received the word, glory to God, that she would bring forth a son. Hallelujah to Jesus. But it was nothing that she had to do. Jesus did not come from the flesh. Hallelujah to Jesus. But he came from the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And she received it. But can you just imagine the ones around her? Hallelujah. They really didn't know God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Can you imagine just the street committees and all the people are around her? Hallelujah to Jesus. They probably put her name on every signboard. They probably talked about her in every corner, in every crack, in every house. Glory to God. Because they didn't understand the miracle working power of the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible even said Joseph himself did not want to marry Mary, in other words. He was going to put her away quietly until the angel came unto him and spoke to him and said, take her as a wife, because that holy thing that's in her is the Son of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve, that he can perform miracles right before our eyes. God is still God Almighty, and there's no limit to the miracle working power if we would just believe. If we would just stop trying to figure out how he's going to do it. Hallelujah to Jesus. And get out of his way and let him do what he do. Hallelujah. It's only in our minds and our thinking that we put limitations on the miracle working power of the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. For he is God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. God's miracle working power. It's shown all throughout the Bible. God loved us so much. Hallelujah. That he brought forth his son through the Virgin Mary. Because he loved the world so much. Glory, hallelujah. He loved us. He had made a plan for our salvation. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus came. That all might have life through him. Everyone that receives him, glory to God, will have life through him. Life came through Jesus and him alone. Hallelujah. The miracle working power of God. His love, his grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's able. He's able to do just what he said he can do. He's able to heal you. He's able to deliver you. He's able to set you free. Hallelujah. His power, his miracle, working power, can make a way out of no way for you. Hallelujah to Jesus. For he is God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The miracle working power of God. Many people don't give God the credit for the miracle. It's not luck, but it's miracle working power. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, 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 hallelujah. What an awesome God that we serve, that he's so great. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He's so great. He created the heavens and the earth. Glory. Glory to God. He always was. Hallelujah to Jesus. He always was God. Hallelujah. There is no other God. Hallelujah. But the true and living God. For the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was always God. He always had the power. All power is in his hand. Glory to God. Miracle working power. Hallelujah to Jesus. He's not even a teacher. Glory to God. He's not even a clothier. He's not even a pay your bills. He's not able to take care of your children. He's not able to take care of your home. Could work in God. He can take something that looks like it's not enough and make it more than enough. That's the kind of God we serve. Because he's able to do just what he said he can do. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Don't limit God. Do not limit him. For he is God. Got all power in his hand. He's a miracle worker. Glory to God. No matter how small the miracle may be thankful. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. God's miracle working power brought forth salvation through the Son, his only begotten Son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It brought grace and mercy, peace and joy and happiness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's a miracle worker, y'all. I'm so glad that I know the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. He is God. Hallelujah. And there is no other God. Hallelujah to Jesus. No man, no money. None of them things you got, none of them people around you have the power that God has. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because you can have all the money in the world. You can have all the friends in the world, so-called friends in the world. You can have plenty of money in the bank, but it can't bring forth a miracle. Good God Almighty, thank you, Jesus. It can't bring forth nothing. It can't even give you joy. It can't even give you peace. It can't even give you happiness. It can't even give you love. It only comes through Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah to Jesus. The miracle working power of the Lord. I'm so glad that I know him. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I know him because I see him working miracles in my life every single day. Good God Almighty, I'm so thankful. Glory to his holy name. For he is worthy of all our praises. He is an awesome God. He is a God who works miracles on the behalf and intervenes for his children. Miracles after miracle after miracle. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you don't know God, the miracle working God, hallelujah to Jesus, my God. If you would say this prayer with me, we don't like closing out the show without giving you the invitation to Christ. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Say this prayer, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer, you honestly do repent of your sin. It means change your life around. Hallelujah to Jesus. Not on just today, but every day of your life. Repent and change your life. That means turn your whole life around. Don't do what you used to do no more. Don't hang with the new where you used to hang. Don't hang around the ungodly. Hallelujah to Jesus. But get around the household of faith. Get around the true believer so that you can grow in Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. Find you a Bible believing church and get you a Bible and began to read it and develop your relationship with Christ, because it's about a relationship with him. Amen. Glory to God. Leave me a message on Facebook if you have given your life to Christ today. Amen. Glory to God. We do hope that something was said here today, glory to God, that would give you and uplift you in your faith. We pray, in the name of Jesus, that you will know for yourself. We pray that God will show you that he is a miracle-working God, so that you will believe, that he will build your faith in you, that you will believe in his miracle-working power. Amen. Glory to God. Now I'm going to do the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God I say, you be glory, majesty, and dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Don't forget to tune in Tuesday night with Prophetess Yvonne, One Word from the Lord, at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do hope and pray that you tuned in to Elder Evangelist Ask You on yesterday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah. Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. And we do hope and pray that you tuned in to Prophetic Corner today. And don't forget about Monday. You want to get connected to Prophetess Yvonne so you can get the moment in the spirit with Minister Michelle. Be blessed and have a great week. In the name of the Lord, amen.